The KZN Future 50 with Pavlo Fatidis. Inspiring KZN's business future.
It's time for KZN Future 50. And for that, of course, we have Pavlo Fatidis from Auric. Good morning, Pavlo.
Good morning, Carmen.
It's really great to be back together again, but I will have to ask, which business will you be featuring today and why did you pick them?
A business called SolarBest. The founder is Anton Notret. So firstly, what the business does is it designs solar power solutions for homeowners and businesses. But the reason we picked this is because it is a story that is so poignant. It really anchors why we do what we do in the KZN Future 50 with FNB Business. He served in the Navy for 8 years. He lost interest in it and went into the private sector and lost interest in that. And so he decided he wanted to do something more meaningful. One person with one idea that found an inspiration, started this business, turned it from a job into a company, and is driven by a greater purpose than the benefits it offers him directly.
Well, Pavlo, it does sometimes only take one person, but what makes this company special enough to be on the KZN Future 50?
Before I spoke to Anton, before we looked at the business and considered where the opportunities are for the future of this business, I went onto his LinkedIn profile. I would encourage every single listener to go and see what I saw. The last post he made on LinkedIn is a photograph that is him with about 80, 85 odd people in the company itself. And the way he described it told me everything about him. His words were, "So humbled by this photo." Now here's the thing. 12 years ago, it was nothing. Today, SolarBest has served over 1,000 clients, employed close on 90 people, which means he's feeding around 500 miles daily. My guess is that he has paid millions in taxes over the 12 years by way of corporate tax and VAT, PAYE, and the many, many other small little taxes that get slipped into a business. One person, one idea, courage to start, the care to sustain it. One person that if he did not exist, or opted to no longer do it, or could no longer do it, would rob our province of all this value. It's a fantastic example of what makes this private, established business owner the growth engine of our economy. He is what the Future 50 is all about.
Pavlo, tell me, where will SolarBest be in 5 years' time?
We can find lessons in every single one of these business owners we speak to. In this instance, every business has at its core a product or a service, right? And that's what creates its trade. You're selling something, hopefully for value, and customers are benefiting. But that's not what builds a business, believe it or not. What builds a business is only one thing. If your business exists to solve a well-defined problem, then you're going to have people interested, people with problems, in having a solution. And in Anton's case, it's been access to power. And we know load shedding has absolutely destroyed our economy. It has ravaged the lives of people in our country. But the environment's changing because we haven't had it for some time. They're now calling it load reduction. And the load reduction truly is as a result of around 6 megawatts of electricity being added to the grid from commercial and residential providers who have over the years become, let's call it, power independent. The net outcome of that is it's going to drive tariff increases because Eskom will continue to have to invest, and the only way for them to secure that investment is by increasing tariffs. So load shedding was the big driver, the environment's changing, but what's also changed is the cost of establishing your own independent power. PV panels, in other words, solar panels, have fallen, batteries have become far more efficient, the inverters and converters have become super, super smart. The answer to Anton's future is to stop using a load shedding proposition, but instead to look at homes and businesses and convince them of the investment proposition, always going to be cheaper in the long run.
What can KZN do to support SolarBest?
It's called self-enlightened interest. Make contact with Anton and SolarBest. And what he's agreed with me is that he will, at no cost, do an audit on your electricity consumption and, using some really clever technology, give you a very clear guide over the next 3 to 5 years what savings you can enjoy should you choose to become power independent. For a business that looks at this and can skim 20% of its cost off by making this investment, which pays for itself, immediately it gives you a 20% power advantage. And depending on what your business does and what you make, that might add to 0.5%, 1%, 2%, 3% price advantage in your final product. And that's where the competitive edge is going to lie for any smart business person out there.
I'm Pavlo Fatidis from Auric, joining us this morning for KZN Future 50. Thank you for joining us, Pavlo. And if you want to get involved in KZN Future 50, you go to ecr.co.za. You can find all the information that you might need on any of the companies that are featured.